Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the conclusion to this trilogy, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it starts now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Winter is here, is what Erica just said. Yes, we're being dramatic. It's Dramatic Sundays. It's The Real Housewives of Atlanta for AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne, and I'm here with my gals.
What up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
Where you been?
You know.
We missed you. We missed you.
As Nene would say, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, oh no. I'm just saying, you have people asking for you out here. No. Give us something like Nene wouldn't give us. You know what I mean?
You know, I am doing cool stuff with AfterBuzz, and so you gotta go to the meetings
there
and whatnot.
There we go.
So,
sorry, I love guys. It. Meetings lead to good things, you guys. Doing big things out here. We're missing Miss Conversation piece, but we wish her nothing but the best, as we do everybody else. It's the conclusion to the trilogy, like I said. It's a bittersweet moment. We're excited that, you know, that the end is here because it's been a long, draining ride. But at the same time, you know, we're kind of sad that it's over. We have a lot to talk about. Make sure to stay tuned. I have a fabulous tweet section that I've conjured up myself. News and Gossip by Erica Edwards. And fabulous commentary by OK Drew.
You know.
Let's do it. Nene is saying, I had a breakdown. It's a continuation episode. She said she has no remorse over touching anybody, calling anybody a bitch, and ripping anybody's shirt. Period. Let's talk about it. She was disrespected in her own home, but what do you think?
Okay. Good Lord. Nene drives me out. Like, I obviously have been watching your all's recaps, you know, 1 and 2. And I've, like, I wanted to yell at you because I was like, no, Nene's wrong. But no, Nene, like, I don't care. It's a closet. A closet. I don't care if someone walked in there, you don't get to put your hands on them. That's not how this works. That's not how this happens. And it's wild to see how her and Marlo, especially Marlo, will just lie. Like, there's, like, footage of stuff, and they just, like, bullface lied.
I don't remember saying that.
But then cut to clip.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. I just, like, I'm just so over Nene. I'm, like, I'm glad this is the conclusion, because I'm, like, if I have to take another episode of her, I might lay on the 101.
I don't like Nene's attitude at all, the whole reunion. It just seemed way too stank. But I'm sorry. However, okay, now if she touched Portia, like one of those girls, that would be wrong, which I'm still not clear if she touched them or not. But like the camera and the producers, when I told you not to go up inside my closet, yeah, you might get snatched, especially if you have a camera. Like, you know, I mean, well, I understand you shouldn't, and it's illegal and it's assault and all that other stuff, but you might get assaulted, so I get it.
But this is my thing about the touching the producer or whatever. They're just doing their job, just like you kind of were, like, insinuating that you were doing your job to keep your mic on when Ava asked you to take the mic off. I just think it's interesting how, like, production can invade certain areas and then they can't for Nene, as long as it, like, benefits Nene.
Totally. Well, we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty of it. You know, production kind of even knew that Kenya was coming, so we'll have a lot to talk about the scenario. I really went in on Nene really hard the first reunion. I ripped her to shreds. So the last episode, I was just a little, I was just staying back a little bit. You know what I mean? Just because she's shut down. So at this point, it doesn't really matter what you're going to say. She's just going to be shut down. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think she has a bad attitude, for sure.
Well, the one thing that we could agree on is that everybody... agree that she acted poorly in front of the camera. And she said, I agree on that. That's like the only thing they could agree on. Nene hated that she cursed a lot. That's about it. Some producer was choked, scratched up, tooth cracked, knocked up. Like, really? I don't know if I believe this. Tooth knocked out?
I'm saying if everyone on that couch is like, has the same story almost, I feel like
Yeah.
How often is it that all of these women agree on
That's
something?
Crazy. We saw like little, not much, but it was like 0.3 seconds of a second of that closet scene. We saw like two extra little seconds. It wasn't much, but it was one clip of Portia and Nene in the closet and then Portia coming out. She didn't look shook up or anything, but she was fixing herself like, you know, Nene kind of, but even if Nene was like, come here and just like ripped off her little silk thing, I don't think it was anything like super aggressive because she didn't come out looking shook and stuff. But when you're doing a show like this, it's really easy to kind of like play on that. So I don't know. I just don't really know if I am on board like that this guy went to the hospital.
Yeah, like to me, I was on board with everything because we actually saw her ripping the other guy's shirt.
Yeah.
But I was like, after all is said and done, she has someone up against the wall choking them and knocking their teeth out. Like,
why aren't we seeing that?
Yeah, someone said that the tooth was chipped. I don't think Bravo would show it because it would be very hard to redeem Nene being on the show if we saw what happened. And like, face the fact, Nene is kind of the queen of Real Housewives in Atlanta. So it's like, you're not going to do away with her because she is a lot of the reason people watch the show. I do think working in production, it's required in most sets that you have to go to the hospital regardless.
Oh, okay.
That's like you have to do that, like, regardless. So,
like a liability thing?
Yeah, because, like, you know.
That's
I
crazy.
Do believe he cracked his tooth. That's
insane. Like,
so she punched him in the mouth? Like, that's the part.
I know. Well, like, I mean, what happened?
I'm saying, like,
maybe if he was pushed up against the wall, maybe, like.
That's what I was going to say, because it actually isn't hard to crack a tooth. Like, you can.
It could be a freak accident.
Yeah. But, like, the point is, Nene still was aggressive, and
she was. I mean, she did rip the cameraman's shirt. We did see that.
I saw his shirt rip, but actually, I don't know. To me, choking someone and, like,
Nene has been known to choke.
Not on camera, as she has told me. You didn't say you're doing it on the camera.
Okay.
And the whole chip tooth, knocking the tooth out just sounds really, like, violent. So I don't know.
I will just say this. I do think Nene's guilty. I think she's being protected.
Yeah.
And I wish this energy that was carried on, I think Portia said it too, I wish the energy that was carried on when all these other housewives were fired or whatever for things they had done, I wish that energy was still carried on with Nene. Obviously, she, like, missed a day of taping, but that really didn't hurt her pockets. Like,
totally.
I just kind of, I don't know. I think,
I mean, I don't know.
This was tough to swallow.
I think you've created a monster, and we've kind of seen this monster, and it's like, she doesn't have consequences, and so it's not entertaining to watch her anymore. It's frustrating.
I totally said that. I think on this after show and my show, it's Bravo Bitch here at AfterBuzz TV, that Drew is totally right. We have created a monster. We've always loved the fact that Nene has stood her ground. I said what I said, and now that we feel like she's taking it too far and she's still standing her ground, we're like, no, we hate this.
That's so true.
It's just a hard pill to swallow because Nene being involved in some type of altercation where someone's tooth gets chipped and has to go to the hospital, that sounds crazy to me, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. The one thing that there's a little common consensus is that everyone thought it was a joke that went too far. I can see that. And then they were like, you know, then I realized it wasn't a joke and I needed to get out of there. Like, I could see that as well. And I could see Nene freaking out on everyone after the cameras went down. I could totally see that. It was just a bad night. And a breakdown is rightfully so to be called that. Because I think if we're going to go the legal route here, those producers could sue. If she says if she said she has a breakdown, isn't that kind of like almost excusable? Like almost like playing this insanity kind of like.
Not necessarily, because and I can't speak for Real Housewives because I don't know how they're.
Yeah.
There goes. But as again, because I work in production, you have to go through a psych test on most reality shows every season. To, you know, negate this whole.
Oh, they're not doing it every season.
Huh?
They can't be doing it every season because they're
probably
insane.
Not for them, but I'm saying, like, a lot of shows handle it like that to save themselves from situations like this. So I just think she's too valuable to really get punished. And so they didn't tape her, and that was like her slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
But, technically they could have done something about it if they wanted to.
What sucks is, you know, I'm going to agree with Jackie Galaxy in the chat. I really don't like that Nini didn't feel bad. That is, like, a really, as an audience member, you're expecting some sort of accountability. Or even just, like, when people, you know, when Portia was saying, you know, sometimes we forget. Like, I forgot the camera was on me when I chased the bitch down the hallway. Like, sometimes we forget and we act out. It happens. We're human. But that's taking accountability. That's being real to a level where we're like, yeah, you're right. Like, I have flipped out. I have blacked out. I have just forgotten about what I was saying and just, vomited out this horrible thing that I said. Like, it has happened before. But the fact that she just does not care, taking no accountability, she doesn't feel bad for anything. So it's just, like, it's entertaining, but it's also, like, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
And I don't like that Marlo, like, tried to completely switch up her part in all of it, because she was like, I was just, you know, clearly playing. And it's like, no, you were instigating it hard. And I just, like, this final episode made me realize, like, that the few funny moments we get of Marlo, to me at least, aren't worth all of the shade and negativity that she brings.
She, like, really comes to rock the boat, which is her job, but she is just, it comes with a lot of bad baggage. She's like, yes, she's really negative.
Yeah.
I really don't like the way she came for Eva. We'll talk about that. Like, really coming for someone about, accusing someone about being a lesbian, that is not really something that's, like, a read or something that should be talked about. We've talked about this before on Real Housewives of Atlanta. We'll skim over it a little bit later. But right now I want to talk about Cynthia and Mike Hill. Because everyone was cool about her except for, like, the faces that Nini was giving. But even at the end, she seemed supportive. She said that he was great. It felt like it was painful for her to say that.
Right.
But I feel like she's just a tad jealous, maybe, because, I don't know, Cynthia, like, is clearly shook physically, emotionally, and it's good to see, like, her so happy when a man comes in and shakes that whole foundation. Like, girl, you're just, like, you're on cloud nine. You're Tom Cruise jumping on the couch, shaking Oprah's hands. Like, you know what I mean? I get it, and that's cute to watch. I wish that Nini and her were in a better place so she could be more supportive, but seemed like everyone was kind of supportive of it.
No, I really like the Mike Hill Cynthia situation because I think there's something we see with her. I like how bold and how outspoken and stuff she is with him, and I like that he supports that. Even with Peter would kind of like talk down to her a little bit, and I always thought that was like, I almost wanted to be like, Cynthia, do you know who you are?
Because he, like, always would talk down to her.
Yeah, but I was like, you're Cynthia Bailey. Like, you are the baddest bitch. Like, I don't know. I just always felt like she kind of forgot who she was with Peter. And I love that Mike is very, like, celebratory of the fact that he's with Cynthia Bailey. Like, I feel like he hypes her up. And I like that.
He does hype her up. You need a man like that. I like him. Yeah,
this season, I mean, he's been nice. He's been understanding. We've seen enough of him where that we know they're involved, but we haven't really seen that much of their relationship, honestly.
He's very camera friendly. Like, he'll give us what we want.
Right. He'll show up, like, you know, but I'm in LA. So he's not, like, totally not filming, but he's not filming enough where we get, like, they haven't had any arguments from what I can see.
Yeah.
So it seems a little picture perfect, but I love them together. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say because everything we've seen so far has been good.
I feel like they're very equally yoked. Like, I feel like we're seeing Cynthia with someone who's equal to her for once.
I'm excited about Cynthia's journey. I'm excited that she is at a new level. Like, even though it's hard to go against Nini, she is sticking to what she believes is right, and she doesn't care what it looks like. You know, it looks like betrayal to Nini. But it's just been really interesting to watch these last couple episodes, and it was really interesting to watch Cynthia play into the foreground tonight with Nini in the main ring. There was a little bit of backpedaling. We are going to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but I just wanted to say that it's our last episode, and I love my girls. And it is Easter. So I wanted to give you guys a little gift.
Oh my gosh.
I love gifts.
Me too.
Yes. The hot dog king. The hot dog king delivers.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine if I pulled out hot dogs from Dennis's restaurant?
I'd be so excited. Especially if it was like a Polish. I mean, like, we are.
Yeah, like, we're really out here. They got the thing with, like, the Oreos and.
Yay. thank you.
Little chocolate Easter bunnies.
Thank you. Yes. Peter Cottontail. But Convo,
I'm going to put yours right here. Like, yeah. Yours would be right there. There you go, Convo.
Thank you.
Of course.
I love a good chocolate bunny, honey.
So do I.
Yes, and then I got a big chocolate bunny.
Yeah, it's because you're the head honcho.
I'm the HBIC.
He's the leader of the pack.
Room, room. Aren't yeah, but guys? I'm not like Nene. Oh. I'm not that mean.
No. Very true. All right, you guys, before we move on to our next topic, I just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe because you already here checking us out, so why not? And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars because that's all there is for us. And no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. And we definitely respond and shout you out the next time we're back, which would be next year. But you know what I'm saying.
I'll shout you out on It's Bravo, bitch.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate your supporting us and doing what we love. So don't forget to tell all your friends and keep enjoying all of our shows.
Yes, yes, yes. We're the ESPN of TV Talk. Let's move on to Eva. 3 dresses and 3 bridesmaids and a lot of gossip. Her montage, like, made me cringe, honestly. She's mad at Nene for the mic thing out of everything. That's what she's going to hold on to. And she said, yes, she's had relations with women. Get over it. Not just in L.A. Which is fine. I don't like that Marlo is so stuck on the women thing. Like, stop. And I'm glad that Candy intervened and was like, you do jacked up shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know. So, let's talk about this.
The Marlo thing irritated me a lot because, one, there's this crazy thing called being bisexual, and it's, like, completely normal, and lots of people are.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you're unfaithful if you're bisexual or whatever dumb, like, stereotypes that you're putting on a group of people that you don't know. But, yeah, Eva's never been shy about the I've had relations with women before, and...
They just come at her in a negative way.
To use that as an insult is, like, really gross. And to use it as, like, to use this narrative that, like, oh, bisexual people cheat and stuff is, like, gross and tired. And
yeah.
Marlo, get a peach. Like, stop.
Well, yeah, I didn't like it. Unfortunately, I've seen it in some, like, in Dallas, a couple of the other, other housewife franchises. To me, they act like, oh, it's such an offense, you know, like it's so offensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And then that just causes backlash in, you know, in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, okay, if she was or she wasn't, now she's straight. What difference does it make? Shamari's been with women, so is Candy. I don't like the fact that they keep acting like, oh, you're light. You know, that part is offensive, honestly.
Yeah. And, you know, just so we don't harp on that too much, because we all know it's wrong. And you know what? There has been a little sense of homophobia throughout the history of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm just not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Culturally, it has been there. Like, there's just a stigma there. You know, it even relates to, like, calling, like, Peter a bitch. Like, it's just, like, you have to, like, what's it called when you degrade a man, like...
Emasculate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Emasculate is the word that I was looking for. Like, there's just something about... It's like the worst thing. Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing is to be someone gay. It's just really crazy.
Yeah, and in seasons past, like, Phaedra had sort of a male gay friend that was on the show more. And then...
They tried the whole thing with Kim's husband, which was annoying. Kim Fields' husband.
Right. Well, no. Yeah, not that, though. But there were a couple times where there were actually gay, like, gay friends of the wives.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that in a while with
probably
them.
Probably because got tired of it.
So,
you know what? Even when the gay friends were on the show...
It was so stereotypical. It was a little over the
top, honestly. Miss Lawrence, and it was... Dwight. But they were treated really kind of horribly towards the end. Like, mm-hmm. Nene got cussed out Dwight.
Right.
Because apparently he was telling people that Nene asked him for $10,000.
Right.
Which has nothing to do with him being gay. But I'm just saying, like, when it came down to, like, reading him, like, those were the kind of stuff that mm-hmm. she was pulling out. It wasn't like, oh, you're a liar for saying that. She was saying all of that, but she was also saying, like, you know, like, you big fairy queen, like, you right, big old yeah. queen, lioness queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It always has to do with that. And I think even Phaedra, like, I feel like lifestyle-wise, like, she was cool with everyone. But I don't know. There's just always there's a stigma.
Always something. There's always a vibe, for sure.
Yeah. I agree. And we're not saying that they hate Cayman. We know that the girls love the gays. I'm just saying, historically, throughout the franchise of the Atlanta, there's been a common theme where they have to, like, read each other about, like, anything gay, and it's, like, a bad thing.
Well, yeah, and that's tiresome.
And that's just the truth. Sorry about it.
And then with Eva's, the whole thing with Eva's bridesmaids or whatever, I just, like, whether certain things are true or not true, when you bring in the Kevin McCall situation, that's just a lot of stuff that you don't know anything about. So it's weird to me that, like, Marlo felt so comfortable speaking certain things over Eva's life. Like, and she, like, would say it with her whole chest. And I'm like, I don't feel like...
Yeah, she doesn't even know the situation.
Yeah, and then also, I feel like it's set... I think people need to take into account whether... I'm not saying Eva has been upfront the whole time. Yeah. I'm sure there's stuff that she's lied about. But you need to take into account who these people feel comfortable spilling this tea to.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is all clearly being said with malicious intent because it's going to Marlo.
She's just handling it the wrong way, I think. Like, if you're bringing in trash and this is how trash is acting, why aren't you calling them out? Like, can't you just be like, you guys, I'm sitting here in a beautiful gown on a reality show. Obviously, there's going to be trash out there that's going to trash talk me, that's going to say all sorts of crazy stuff. This is a prime example of someone that wants to get more camera time that totally betrayed me, who I thought was a friend and is now acting crazy on camera. Like, that is obviously not a friend, but instead, it's a lot of wishy-washiness. It's a lot of, like, oh, well, what are you going to believe? Like, it's just like, can we just get a straight answer, Eva? I know there's a lot of depth to the story, but if we just keep it surface and about the bridesmaids thing and not about, like, her donor, even if we just keep it at the surface level, the party drama, we're not getting a straight answer. Like, she just doesn't really know how to gel with the women. Like,
but I think there's just so many things. I think there's so many factors into the situation because the finances, the moving, the donor, all that, they do kind of intertwine in a way. And I can, and again, I'm not saying she told the truth about everything because yeah. I don't know. But I'm also not going to speculate on a victim and, you know, I know what it's like to have a friend who the second a camera gets turned on or something, they start acting crazy. So I'm not going to pretend like all of this is completely far-fetched. There's no way possible. I just think it's weird that Marlo, literally, there was no real beef to be had with Eva. She just kind of started getting malicious out of nowhere. Because even when Eva let her come while she was trying on dresses, she even was like, oh, you need to lose 10 pounds. Like, Marlo's had this weird, like,
so wrong
beef with Eva since the get-go. So I just am like,
well, she's just saying, like, it's, she's always felt like she's never been real. Like, there's like a fraud there.
But, like, you don't act like you can peep somebody and then keep it pushing and just still be watching them without being like all the shady jabs and like,
yeah, little, totally. That's her job. Yeah. That's Marlo, though. That's how she's always going to be. But she is on to something, though. Like, yeah, I just feel like there's weird. Something weird, right?
Yeah, I kind of agree with her to an extent. Like, I know that what Eva is going through with her donor or ex or whatever, like, you know, that aside, I think I really want to me, also, I feel like I also believe in receipts. So if you're going to be on the show, Marlo, talking about these bridesmaids, who are they? Like, just say it.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, I mean, I get it. Maybe get them to sign a release or something. But if the whole point is for them to get exposure, then expose the whole thing. Because that's the whole thing. Because even Candy backed her up. And it's like, okay, well, you know, this one girl, you know, doesn't like you. But what about the other two girls that are back there dogging you? Like, you know.
Because this is the other thing that I will say. Even my closest friends, like, they know some of my financial, like, you know, positioning or whatever, you know, because naturally you're, but they don't know, like, I'm saying, like, they don't know my credit score. Like, I don't know. I just felt like it was just, like, certain things. I'm like, well, how does that come up in conversation?
They're coming after her, definitely, at all angles.
And like you said, I want receipts. Like, if you're going to be, because on this merit, Eva could just be like, well, I heard, Marlo, that you do X, Y, and Z. Where are the receipts?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, even that's a better comeback than what Eva's been giving us. Like, I'm not trying to totally hate on Eva, you guys, and I'm not trying to even doubt her in a way where it's just, like, I would feel bad if I was in that kind of situation. I'm just saying, reality show wise, because I like to keep it surface. I don't really like to go in personally. She just does not know how to come back with the right thing. Like, if they're saying all this crazy thing, I would be like, say the name of the girl. Like, say the name of the girl.
Well, she did say.
Or give me the receipts like you guys are saying. Like, give me some proof or I'm just going to laugh it off. Like, she just, I don't know. It was like dodging a dodgeball. Instead of, like, strategically trying to hit her back, she was just trying to get out of the way of the blows.
Yeah, I think this episode, both she and Cynthia left you looking at them like, wait, what? Like, what are you saying? Like, it wasn't a clear, to me, to some extent, she didn't come across as clearly answering the questions.
Even Sherlock Portia came out and was like, I gotta ask about this. Like, what about this part? Because there was a lot of...
And I felt that way about Cynthia, and I felt that way about Eva, too. Like, some of the times, not so much about... She kind of got out of the whole, the five houses, and then instead of having five homes, she moved five times. Like,
I will say that I don't remember her saying she had five houses at one time. I remember her saying she'd moved five times.
Yeah, I remember her saying she moved five times.
And I just think if she'd actually said that, we would have gotten a clip, because Bravo's shady.
Yeah, no, I just feel like... they showed all the inconsistencies. Yeah, they showed them.
Exactly.
And they showed the cast reacting to that. But I do feel like she didn't actually
resolve it.
Yeah, she didn't really resolve on everything. You know what I mean? And the stuff that she did talk about, it wasn't really, like, great. So I just feel like she really didn't hit the mark like she should have this time. There's been a lot of talk about demotion, who's getting a peach. Kenya's coming back. There's lots of talk. Like, for some reason, when it comes to Real Housewives of Atlanta, out of all the franchises, the blogs go insane. That being said, we really appreciate you guys watching. Hi, there's a lot of you watching. We see you out there. Join in the live chat. We see you guys. Joseph, Aaron, hi. T. Hyatt, Joseph Boza, we always appreciate you guys watching us. We love you guys. I don't know. There was just a lot tonight that... really didn't make sense. But the one thing was the big bomb. Let's talk about Kenyagate. There wasn't a lot of accountability with the Buffalo thing, too. Like, you know, we did... That was, like, something that we could harp on. Like, we could really get on Nene about. But there was just too many things, and she wasn't giving us anything. Marlo, the instigator, was still there. and Bravo showed a montage of Cynthia saying, like, hey... You know, give your girl a heads up. Like, if you're going to have Yovana there, like, give your girl a heads up. I'm sorry, Convo. We saw receipts of Cynthia saying you should give your friend a heads up if you're inviting her to the party. You know what that means? When Bravo's showing you a receipt, that means they believe that this is the way we should believe it, which means Cynthia's partly guilty. We wouldn't get a receipt if it wasn't true, you guys. At the end of a transaction, you get a receipt. We got a receipt tonight. That was a fucking receipt. Ooh, I'm sorry.
This is what I will say. I'm sure people are going to say I'm anti-Nene these days, whatever. This is what I will say. The Ivana and Eva situation, Ivana got buck fairly recently, like, as far as the show, crazy buck with Eva. So I understand her being like, you should probably tell her.
But Nene gets buck crazy.
I just want to remind you, because this gets me so heated when I think about why they're beefing. They are beefing because Kenya on a, what was it?
Instagram post. On a story.
It was like a call, text, delete.
Kill, Mary, or F, basically.
Basically, but it wasn't like
she would kill Nene.
She would delete Nene over Andy and Cynthia. Andy is a potential employer, and Cynthia is her best friend. I'm deleting Nene, too, in the situation. The fact that Nene is so upset about an Instagram post at 50 mother-flipping years old...
Yeah, no. I get it. Oh, my God. You know what? I have to just go back real quick. Deborah Randall in the chat. I totally agree with you. This is the other thing I really didn't like about Eva. She said, I didn't care for Eva trying to kiss Nene's behind. The mess in the closet was wrong, period. I know it was Nene's house, but come on. You can't beat up a visitor for misconducting your house. And remember when Eva was like, I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was disrespected. And everybody was like, wait, what's going on? Like, why are you all of a sudden like... Girl, it's The damage has been done. Like, you are fighting with NeNe. Stop even trying to come back right now.
Facts. Yeah. Eva's a kiss ass through and through. Like,
oh my god.
But like, let's harp on like actual like character flaws. Let's not say like that's what my thing with the Eva situation was. Is like, I'm thinking of this whole list of character flaws that Eva has that y'all could be harping on, but instead y'all want to focus on some messy stuff where you know are speaking out of pocket and with not a lot of knowledge. Like, you could have gone on the Eva, you flip-flop, you suck at throwing shade, you kiss NeNe's ass. Like, I don't know. Right. I was just like, there's so many things that are annoying about her, and you guys aren't even using those.
No, it's true. No, like, yeah, no, I totally agree with you. There's a lot of things that are annoying about her. But that's what's coming up right now. That's what came up. And you know what? I'm all about receipts, so I want to go back to, like, the Cynthia thing. Because this was so important tonight. Bravo gave us a couple extra... Bravo gave us gifts tonight. I loved when Candy's not important, when NeNe said, Candy's not important. I'm not important.
She said it like three times, because every time Candy tried to say something, she's like, Candy, you're not important to this. And Candy, after a while, is just like, okay, whatever.
Candy's about 2 seconds away being like, let's bring out bank accounts.
Okay. After all these little footages or gifts or whatever, you know, this is what we're talking about. You know, Cynthia says... Maybe I should have said something to NeNe. So it's crazy. I don't know. NeNe's saying it's betrayal. Andy's like, what's up with that? What's up with what you said to Mike? After all is said and done, it doesn't matter. NeNe is canceling Cynthia. And that's when Cynthia just goes, you know what? This is just not enough money. And I get it. I get it, girl. But NeNe is sitting with great cash, let me tell you. So, Cynthia, maybe you need to step up the negotiation because NeNe is clearly unbothered. And that's because she makes $1 million, girl.
But is it... I'm sure people are going to be like, yes to this question. But is it worth it to constantly, like, be a horrible person to your friends? Because, like, NeNe makes this money, but I almost feel like NeNe has no... regard for what should be filmed and what shouldn't be filmed, and like, she's down to put it all out there. So like, cool, I get that, you know, you're gonna make a lot more money. Yeah. But I think like, when real friendships are involved, there should be kind of like, is actually worth
it. She's gonna have to apologize to Portia. She's gonna need some allies because she's shot on everybody. Nobody. Yeah, right. Yeah. Now there's no one there.
And I will say, with the Cynthia thing, when they were talking about the Mike situation, I did understand what she was trying to say, because like, she... I think what she was trying to say...
Well, when she explained it...
Yeah.
It made kind of sense.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, what she was trying... And tell me if you disagree. This is what I understood she was trying to say. Was that when she had said that to Mike, that was when NeNe and Kenya were both already there. And she was basically being like, it's probably... Like, I'm just going to say I didn't know she was coming at all. As in, like, I didn't invite her.
Now that
her.
She's already here.
Yeah, because it's, like, easier to try to be, like, to go in her mind. Not that it was correct. But to try to go down that road,
yeah,
rather than, I invited her, she said she wasn't coming, but she's here anyway, because it was just easier to be like...
It's just hard, though, because you can't really say that in a natural conversation because you know there's a camera there.
Yeah.
You can't be like, just by the way, so just because I'm covering my ass, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. There's just something weird about it.
I didn't get it, because to me, she even on the couch, she was like, oh, I didn't know she was coming, and it didn't make any sense, and then... So the couple have to pretend like I didn't know. And then, so to me, I was like, and then she said a couple times, well, I did know. So you did know, even though
she did know that she was invited and that she wasn't, and Kenya had said she wasn't coming. She showed up.
Kenya's like, he knew I was coming, girl.
As in, like, the, I'm obviously going to be here to support you. Which, again, that was the tone I took it as, too. But, like, at the end of the day, this is over an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Like, to me, the online drama is ridiculous.
To me, it's not over Instagram posts. To me, NeNe feels betrayed because it looks like, based on the footage, that you know she doesn't get along with this girl. And because you're choosing your friendship with Kenya over your friendship with NeNe. And that's why I feel like NeNe is hurt. And that's why I feel like she's mad. And that's how it looks. It looks like, okay, well, I want Kenya here. I'm doing what I can, basically, to get Kenya back on the show. And it's working.
But she was mad she was mad at the party before she even saw all of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was already...
Because at the party...
And she was like, Candy, I was going to speak to her. And I'm like, you were going to speak to her in your own NeNe bothered way. Where you're like,
Candy even said, though, when Kenya first came, in the beginning, like, oh, you knew she was coming. So off the top, it looked crazy. But before we had the behind the scenes footage the following week.
I understand. I'm not agreeing with how Cynthia handled anything. I think, whatever. But I will say this. Nene has this amazing ability to make any situation, whether it's someone's wedding or someone's, you know, event, she has the ability, if she feels like it, to make it about her. If my friend is having a party and I know that someone there, she's friends with someone I don't like, it's not my night. I'm not going to be a bitch. You know, I'm going to roll up and do my part because it's my friend.
She can't do that. She can't do that. And I was saying she's unbothered at the reunion. No, she's clearly bothered because even Andy didn't buy it. He was like, are you sure you're good? Because it doesn't seem like you're good. Like, when Andy is kind of breaking like that, that's when you know it. Like, they were arguing at one point. You know, she was telling him to stop it. You know, Candy and Portia, excuse me, Candy and Portia are good, which is fantastic. Yeah. And she said, you know what? After I drop PJ, we're going to be even better after that. Well, I really like that as well.
Yeah,
that
was sweet.
There was some full circle moments, at least with them, because we couldn't get a full circle moment out of Nene. She was just not going to give us anything.
It was stressful.
And it's really sad to watch, and that's all I'm going to say about it, especially when, you know, some of the girls have poured out their hearts. Maybe it just didn't come out the right way, and maybe it wasn't portrayed the right way on TV. But no matter what, we have to admit that this was a friendship that we all really liked at one point. And now it's over, and that really sucks about it. Our time is running out short, so with that, let's move on to news and gossip.
Woo! All right, so as we intimated earlier, so anyway, so there's an article, once we pull it up here. Kenya, supposedly, word on the street in Atlanta, Kenya is officially in. That's what we said. So, shockingly, Cynthia's tactics have worked, apparently. Also, in this article, they mentioned Shamari's out.
Yeah, I heard Shamari's been demoted.
So she's a friend of the show. So,
which I thought Shamari was more fun to watch than Eva.
Well,
I kind of agree with that.
Out of those two, I would say yes, but I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with Shamari being demoted.
Kenya is back full time. Shamari's been demoted. That is crazy, you guys.
Cray cray. I have also heard, as we've mentioned before plenty of times, Nene has been fighting hard for Phaedra, but of course, Candy is like, hail to the no, so. So far.
I would love Phaedra back.
Say if you bring back Kenya, bring
I know
Phaedra.
You guys feel a certain way about Phaedra, but she is seriously the queen of the one-liners, and she made me laugh hysterically at one point.
And as messy as Kenya was, Phaedra was equally messy. Like, just and she natural gave
us,
messiness.
She gave us fix it Jesus. I mean, like, I use that in my daily life. I'm not even
joking.
And
I support any sister that has 85 jobs. Keep going,
That's crazy
Phaedra.
That nothing happened to Eva. Like, seriously?
Not yet, though, because I feel like she's not holding her place. We'll see. We'll see. We'll wait until we see the final contract.
Well, I think Bravo needs to break her a little bit before they let her go. They need to, like, exploit her a little bit more.
Yeah.
Aw. I hate this industry
sometimes.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I know exactly what you're trying to say, and, like, I get it.
They're like, oh, we see this, like, facade you're, like, putting on, and we're going to, like, buy it.
Let's exploit your trauma.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know that's what they're seeing.
I know, because I thought next season we're going to see her raggedy little houses, so I can't wait.
You were so
wrong. I'm sorry, you guys. Please.
She lives on a golf course. How dare you?
Thank you. Please don't hate me.
Let's do our tweets. Tweet it up, girl. Oh, there she is. All right. So these are the tweets that I got up. They're really freaking funny, actually. The first one is from @mainlybravo. Raven, let's pull up the first photo. She says, so Nene gets to physically attack producers and keep her job. And if you can't see, it's a gif of Monique saying, yeah, that makes sense.
I love Monique.
#RHOA, Bravo TV. This is crazy. She did technically, physically assault someone and got away with it.
Two people. Two producers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you want me to say, like, she's bad. Like, I know she's bad. I don't know. I can't do anything about it. All I can say is I could just report the news. I do not agree with it. Physical violence is never right.
Never.
So, that's all I have to say about that. Let's move on to the next tweet. It's by Black Girl Magic. And she says, whether Eva was a full it was a full-in lesbian, had a girlfriend or whatever. Why does Marlo make it seem like it's a horrible thing? Whatever Eva does behind closed doors is Eva's business. With the little period, GIF, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, we talked about that. Like, you guys, this is kind of getting kind of old. Let's, it's right up there when straight dudes are like, you're gay, that's gay. Yeah. That's so gay. Like, that's so
90s. Exactly, like, I was going to say, that's like 1992.
Y'all need to really get a new saying. Like, move on with that sort of thing, okay? Yeah, Drew was born in that year, so just think about that.
I know, that doesn't make you want to shoot yourself in the face.
Exactly. This is one of my favorite Twitter people from the Bravo world. It's Duke of Shade. And he says, season 12, Needy need to apologize to Portia because she's going to need an ally. Mm-hmm. I said that on the show. It's totally true. Yep. You can't just alienate everyone. This is when you turn into, when no one will film with you, you turn into like a Phaedra. Like, they have to get rid of you at that point.
Yes, yes.
Just because no one will film with you. Because
you're not doing a spinoff, boo. You're not going to do it.
So. And you know what? I know like y'all feel a certain way about Sheree, but I don't mind her popping up as a friend every now and then.
I would love for Sheree to come back. I love Sheree. Because that means her son will come back.
Sheree, come on back with your fake line of clothing. Okay. Come back.
Bring those joggers. She Send me Sheree. A pair.
Yes.
I love walking around doing homeless chic look. That is our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to catch my show called It's Bravo, Bitch. If you watch more than just Atlanta, you watch Beverly Hills, you watch, Mexican dynasties, or you just want to know the tea. I mean, we talked about Joe's deportation today. G is calling President Trump. It's really juicy. Brandy Glanville responded with a video response to, like, our really shady segment where we talked about her face. Like, it's crazy. You need to watch our show. It's 7 p.m. Sundays. It's Bravo, Bitch. Obviously, this is our last episode. Thank you so much for the support. 83,000 views on our first reunion show. Can you guys share it a little bit more? We want those views back up there. Thank you so much for joining us, for watching, for supporting us, for saying that we did a great job or we did a bad job. We love it all, and I can't do this without my girls. Fabulous women, strong, fantastic, the best in the business right here. Drew and Erica. Aw,
thanks. You can slide into the DMs at OKDrewJ. So...
All right, party people, thank you so much. It's been a great, amazing 23 weeks.
Oh my God.
Sorry, love you guys. It has actually been a blast. No matter what you said in the comments, I still got love for you, boo. anyway, you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in Dora Edwards. You can catch me on Barry and The Shy and Killing Eve and Hannah and whatever. Just catch me on AfterBuzz. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye, guys. Follow us on Instagram. It's hot in here.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.